The Punisher, an anti-hero that's been appearing in Marvel Comics since the 1970s. He's known for his brutal nature and willingness to kill at any moment. Does anybody remember during the summer of 2019, though, when the MLB had their very own version of the Punisher? You know, a guy who was brutalizing baseballs and willing to kill a pitcher's ERA at any moment. Well, at least during the month of August. That's right, on today's episode, we're going to be taking a look back at Aristides Aquino's 2019 season, the summer of the Punisher.
In the first inning, has only allowed one base runner since. This ball is hammered to deep center field. They call him the Punisher. Jim Day, the Punisher.
I mean, he gets one grooved and he takes it right out the big man's part of the ball.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the latest episode of the MLB Hauled a Pretty Good podcast. If you're unfamiliar with the podcast, this is a show where we take those players who weren't necessarily all-stars or MVP award winners, but they are guys who found success at the MLB level, which is an incredible accomplishment. What we try to do here is find those players who maybe don't get talked about enough these days and give them the spotlight once more. These guys were big parts of my childhood and the reason I love the game of baseball today. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to check out old episodes as well as look for new ones weekly. On this show, if you're a baseball fan, we got a little something of everything for you. We've got interviews with former players. We just had an interview with Jair Jurgens. It was great. We talk about individual players and individual seasons as well. So if you're a baseball fan, there's plenty for you to sink your teeth into with this podcast. But now though, without wasting any more of my time or yours, let's get into Aristides Aquino's 2019 season. Heading into the 2019 MLB season, Aristides Aquino was going into his age 25 season. He was signed by the Cincinnati Reds as an international free agent in January of 2011. From there, he rose through the minor leagues until on August 19, 2018, he made his major league debut. He came into the game as a pinch runner in the place of Scooter Jeanette. Remember when Scooter Jeanette hit four homers in the game, by the way? Anyway, later in the game, he got his first major league at bat and struck out against Brewers pitcher Ray Black. Aquino was actually non-tendered and became a free agent after this 2018 season, but his relationship with the Reds would continue as they re-signed him to a minor league deal on December 3rd, 2018. He opened the 2019 season in the Reds minor league system, but on August 1st, he received a call back up to the major leagues. At this point, Aquino barely had more major league experience than freaking Moonlight Graham. So it came as an absolute shock to everyone in baseball when Aquino's month of August unfolded in front of their eyes. So on August 1st and 2nd of 2019, Aquino played in two games for the Cincinnati Reds and went hitless in six at-bats. He struck out three times and also grounded into a double play. Heading into August 3rd, Aquino wasn't just looking for his first hit of the MLB season, he was also looking for his first hit of his MLB career. Luckily, on this August day, he would get his first hit and then some more on top of that. This day in MLB history sees the Cincinnati Reds taking on the Atlanta Braves. It's an away game for Cincinnati, and so they roll out a lineup of Nick Senzel in center, Joey Votto at first, Eugenio Suarez at third, Phil Irvin in left field, Jose Iglesias at shortstop, Aquino was hitting sixth and playing in right field, Jose Peraza at second base, Tucker Barnhart doing the catching, and Trevor Bauer got the start for the Reds. The Braves went with a lineup of Acuna Jr. in right, Ozzy Albies at second, Freddie Freeman at first, Josh Donaldson at third, Brian McCann catching, Adam Duvall in left, Ender Inciarte in center, Johan Camargo at shortstop, and Dallas Keuchel got the start on the mound. This turned out to be a big game for Aquino. His first at-bat came in the top of the second. After taking the first pitch for a ball, Aquino then hit a line drive single off of Keuchel for his first career MLB hit. What a nice moment for him. He came up yet again in the top of the fifth inning and drew a seven-pitch walk to get on base yet again. Then, in the top of the seventh, once again off Keuchel, it finally happens. The Punisher absolutely punishes the first pitch he sees from Keuchel for a three-run homer, the very first of his MLB career.
Major league hit back in the second. Fly ball, left field, hit well. Duvall looks up and gone! And D. Aquino!
Maybe Aquino needs to go out with Donnie Eckert.
Nobody knew it at the time, but this would be the start of one of the most memorable months in MLB history. During the next two games he played in, Aquino didn't homer, but he did manage to get one hit in both contests. Then, on August 6th, in a game against the Angels, he goes 3-for-4 with a homer off of Jose Suarez in the bottom of the fourth inning. On August 8th, the next game for the Reds, they took on the Cubs and he'd go 2-for-5 with another homer, this one being a shot off of Cole Hamels. Remember when he pitched for the Cubs? Anyway, moving on to the next game on August 9th, still against the Cubs, Aquino would, you guess it, hit another home run. This time, another two-run bomb off of Yu Darvish. That's 3 home runs in 3 straight games. This already is a huge hot streak, but if you're unfamiliar with this story, you might want to listen up because it's about to get even crazier. So we now go to August 10th, 2019, and the Reds are taking on the Cubs for the third straight game. The Punisher, he's in the lineup and he's hitting fifth and playing right field. He comes to the plate in the bottom of the first inning with 2 outs. Sadly though, he wouldn't get the chance to do any damage because teammate Josh Van Meter was caught stealing, thus ending the inning. He'd have to wait a few minutes before he got his chance. The Cubs went down in the top of the second without scoring, so now it's the bottom of the second and Aquino is leading off the inning. On the first pitch he sees from pitcher Kyle Hendricks, he punishes the baseball to left field for a home run.
Aristides Aquino leading off. He's been getting a lot of attention throughout baseball.
Oh boy, as if on cue, did he get enough? He's done it again! Aristides Aquino!
You got it. Aristides Aquino has hit one right down the left field line that just sneaks into the stands.
His 5th home run in his first 10 games in a Reds uniform. Unbelievable. That is the most ever by a Cincinnati Reds player, Major League Baseball.
Everybody just wait though, because there's going to be more to come. In the bottom of the third inning, he'd come up to the plate once again against Kyle Hendricks. And again, on the first pitch of the at-bat, he absolutely tanks another homer to left field. That's his 2nd of the game.
Hit a home run in 4 consecutive games. Eric the Red did it in September of 1984.
And there it goes. You kissed that baby. Goodbye.
It's another home run by Aquino.
Telling you folks, if you haven't seen this kid, you better get a ticket. 4-0 Red. 2nd home run of the night for Aristides Aquino. And that gives him 6 on the year. Wow. Fun to watch.
5 home runs, now 6 home runs in his first 10 games. And right now, that's his 2nd most in the history of Major League Baseball in the first 10.
At this point, he's without a doubt punishing the Cubs. So let's move on to the bottom of the 4th. Aquino comes up to bat against Dylan Maples this time. Kyle Hendricks had been taken out of the game, probably out of fear because he didn't want to face Aquino again. On this day though, it really didn't matter who was on the mound. On a 1-2 count, Aquino crushes another homer to left center for his 3rd homer of the game. That's right, 3 homers in this game for Aquino.
Aquino with a wide open stance. Lucroy is sitting on the outside corner. The pitch.
Oh, gosh.
My goodness, Aristides Aquino. 3 at bats, 3 home runs, and that one got way.
He became the first rookie to hit 3 home runs in 3 consecutive innings in MLB history. This hot streak wasn't over either. For the rest of August, he hit 7 more homers. During this month, Aquino managed to hit 7 home runs in his first 10 MLB games, which tied a record previously set by Trevor Story. He also became the first player in modern MLB history to hit 10 homers in his first 16 games. The power he was showing was straight up unprecedented. And it's really hard to do something that's never been done before in today's MLB, so this truly was something to take note of. For the month of August, Aquino played in 28 games and got 103 at-bats. He hit .320 with 14 homers and 33 RBIs. He had a slugging percentage over .700 at .767, which helped him to have an OPS of .1158. What a month! This gave him the record for most homers in a month by a National League rookie with 14, as well as tying the Reds franchise record for homers in a month by any player. What an insane month of power. Unfortunately, September and early October it wouldn't be as kind to Aquino. Aquino would still get the same number of at-bats as he did in August, but he wouldn't be quite as productive. After August, he only hit 196 with an OPS of 619. He managed 5 more homers and 14 RBIs, but things just weren't the same for him after August of 2019. After this season, Aquino would never quite reach the heights that he previously had. He remained on the Reds roster until 2022, but never hit above 200 and never had more than 10 home runs. 2022 would be the last time he'd see the MLB, and he now plays for a team in the Mexican League. His Linsanity run was absolutely crazy, but it unfortunately seems like once pitchers figured him out, he never could really quite adjust. No matter what happened afterwards though, August of 2019 definitely belonged to the Punisher, and it was without a doubt a pretty good month, and it's deserving of being remembered for years to come. Well guys, that was Aristides Aquino's 2019 season of punishing baseballs. If you're still here, thank you so much for tuning in and giving the show a chance. New episodes come out weekly, and if you like the sound of things, be sure to check out some old episodes. Like I said, we've interviewed Jair Jurgens, Madison Younginer, former Red Sox starter Anthony Renato, and former Royals catcher Lucas May as well. And if you're not big on interviews, we've also covered a trade like Prince Fielder for Ian Kinsler. We covered that trade. We covered Steven Strasburg's MLB debut, numerous other players and other great seasons as well. Just take a look at them. I really think you guys will enjoy it. Anyway, thank you all for your support and for listening. This has been the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. Thank you so much for listening.